the kyanim which are negiah, can you consider, where does it come up? It comes up by your chasna, like, you know, the side of Kedusha takes something off, like, you ever say something wrong with it, I hand things over. Chametz, people do some type of kinyan, you know, what it's for. And the shahar comes to the most is you're going to the kaisel and you realize, oh no, I haven't done kriya. So you call the rabbi, do I have to do kriya? I mean, I'm from Yerushalayim, I have to do kriya, I have to do kriya. And you know, there's a truth for advice. It says maybe there's some type of minhag of not doing kriya if you live in Yerushalayim. If you don't go to kaisel, but taisu biyadam is wrong, there's no such thing. Because that's the kriya in Yerushalayim, kriya and kriya are just two separate things. And you have to do two separate chiyuvim, and you can't just patter one with the other one. The fact that the Yerushalayim is not going to patter. So Shem Zaman has no stuff. The fact that the Yerushalayim 30 days Yom Kippur Kaisel means you're not really, means you don't care about the churban. You're not ready to rip. Okay, well, go upon him. So you're on the way to Kaisel now, and you're like, oh no, I have this shirt and I didn't rip, or what I do. So there's that option which you can maybe do. You can be makning your shirt to somebody else, and if you're makning your shirt and you jack it to somebody else, so then it's not yours, being that it's not yours. So the two things. One is whether it's a Rama Beseder. Okay, you know, where you can start for Rama Betsiruf, whatever, Makam Tzairach. There's another issue that there's Allah, which is you borrow a shirt to go visit somebody who's sick. Like a person dies, you have to go and do Kriya. Where my cut says why? Because the guy lending it to you, obviously, he knows the guy might die. So he's lending it to you with the das, he's lending it to Kriya. So one of the things I say is it doesn't work over here because you buy the shirt, but the guy doesn't, but you make it for somebody else, and you're going to Kaisel, and then you need a shirt, that means then you do Kriya. Okay, the time of that is that over here, obviously, the whole reason why you're doing it is that you're making him that he shouldn't get it, that he shouldn't do Kriya, then it'll pat. So how are we going to make the kinyan over here? We're on the way to Kaisel, and we want to go ahead and be makna your shirt to somebody that doesn't work. So the easiest way to do it is to do a kinyan seder. What's a kinyan seder? A kinyan seder is you give the kohena gives the makna his seder, and it's like a chalipin. I give you my seder, and through that, I get your shirt. So that'll be the way to do it. So how do you do it? So you're on the way to Kaisel, so you give him, what would he use? What's a kinyan seder? So it could be a handkerchief, it could be a yarmulke, it could be a cell phone, anything which is a kli, that's going to work. That's the oifen that's right, you're going to do it. Yes, of course.
Maybe I keep the phone.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so because that's what you do, you give it to them opposite, and then that's the way it's going to work. So, it's nice when the guy was on the way, and he just did the guy next to him, like, you know, once the guy did it with him. And then after he did it, so this guy, where he's from, whatever, and so Mississippi, he goes like, oh, are you Jewish? He goes, no. And he's macking his shirt to somebody who wasn't Jewish. So the question is whether that works or not. Does chalipin work dafka by a Jew? Or chalipin is a kinyan which also works by a guy? Which gets also involved in Mechir's Chametz. We do Mechir's Chametz. We do a lot of different kinyanim. We do like five or six kinyanim. And the question is, which kinyan works, which one doesn't work? So there is a big koach about it. The Mashmaisa Taisis is the Maisa that it would work. That chalipin does work with a guy, even though Shach's the fact, we can't have the Maisa, Kinyan Seder would be answered by a guy. So if in that case, it would go ahead and work to go ahead and patter the Kinyan Seder. Agav, a lot of times when they're on the way to Kaisa, people want to do a Kinyan Seder, right? So what do you do it with? If you're married, you do it with your wife, right? That's the best way to do it, right? So Shaila is, does it really work? Because what happens? Your wife, you mark your wife your shirt, but in the B'dak Lama's country, she's kind of bailed. It gets a little complicated, but I'll come on him, yeah.
She can't share a shirt.
What do you say? So maybe you mark it with that, so you're not going to be going to your back, and
You only kind of the pay raise, and then you can't rip the shirt, because it's not, she owns the cook now.
Yeah, what?
If you're making the shirt, you're making the gamri.
You go into the shirt of gamri, you do a matana masa or whatever, and the person is kind of the gamri. So kids are, you don't know what they're doing,
If you give it to your wife with gamri, So then you, the husband,
he has to pay his shima, so then maybe you have a, yeah. Okay, and the family works. So now, kisses, so you want to know about what they're doing by the chasna. So by the chasna, they do, the Masada Kedushin usually does like, he gives the chasan a siddur. So, you know, what's going on over there? Remember, you guys got married yet? Remember? I don't remember, it's way too long ago. But so what are they doing? What they're doing is that there's sort of this chayvus by the ksuba. You have to, you know, people don't know, right? It's ksuba, you have a lot of responsibility in your ksuba, which you're being mischayv for. And what they're doing is they're making a kinyan siddur that the Masada Kedushin is giving you the kinyan siddur, and that God, you're being mischayv yourself all the chiyuv of the ksuba, whether it's the money, whether you're going to support or everything else in the ksuba. That's what you're doing. That's what the Masada Kedushin is doing. Right. So in terms of what works for Kinesoda, we said before it has to be clear. What doesn't work? The Sheva Levi has a tshuva. Somebody told the Sheva Levi that he heard the Sheva Levi is knowing that he doesn't use a garotel as a Kinesoda. And he went to know, like, the Sheva asked him, like, why is that so? Why can't you use a garotel as a Kinesoda? Because in order to be a Kinesoda, what do you need? It has to be a kli, it can be a baguette, so a garotel is something which is good. So he wrote back that he never ever passed on such a thing. And he said, I do like to use something chashiv as a Kenyan Siddur, there should be chashivas to it, in order that the chassan should feel like something serious is going on and use some type of chashivas to it. But he says, but that's what you have, you know, Kato is fine, that's why I go baguette, and able to use a baguette. But might have asked me something which is chashiv. Somebody wants to use a disposable cup as a Kenyan Siddur. So that lechur, that's a push that it works. That has some type of chashivas. The only person throwing out, someone has no chashivas. Oh, it's a different mindset. The guy wants, he didn't have anything. It's like before cell phones, you know, nowadays everyone has cell phones, but like, you know, he's going to the kaisa and didn't have anything. So like, you know, well, you know, what should she give? She doesn't have anything. So she had a sandwich in her hand. So she gave the sandwich to the person to make a Kenyan Siddur. So luck is that Kenyan Siddur has to be a kli, but Paris doesn't work. Peri can't make a Kenyan Siddur. So Peri is food or anything like that. Lamaisa, that's something which would not work. Yeah, a couple of halachas. The other ones have it in chasna. So they, Masada Kedushin, like, handed the Siddur to the chasna, so take it, and like, pull thing onto it. And then he took it back. So the shadow was that the chassan never really had it by himself. He never had it by himself. And afterwards, you know, they saw the video, they watched the video, and they're like, hey, you know, what's with that? And the shadow is whether it works or not. So what comes out by Kinyan Siddur is that the way it works is that you have to be holding on to three etzbos. If you hold on to three etzbos of it, then even though somebody else is holding it, it's going to be enough. If you're not going to have three etzbos, then it's not going to be enough. So therefore, so like this. If you're going like that, you have three etzbos, then it's going to be okay.
Just like someone in three
etzbos. Yeah, like that, you're holding three etzbos. You know, as you're going like that, you have three etzbos of it. If you're just holding on to the corner, then it's not
going
to be. Oh,
sheer
three etzbos. And you have to make sure to, what?
Not you take it with your whole hand.
Yeah, the best is just go like that. That would be the best, most normal thing to do. If for some reason they didn't do it, so afterwards, you know, they checked, and might say he was holding to three
etzbos.
No, not doing great. If you're holding three etzbos in your hand already, then already that's something which is going to be.
What if you're not beer, but you don't have three etzbos?
You pick it up, then it's okay. It's only mukvikaycha. If you're the only one holding it, then it'll be okay. Sometimes you asked before, can you keep a Kenyan Siddur, right? So I get a Kenyan Siddur to get a guy's cell phone. And then he was kind of, then he said, can I have my cell phone back? I go, no, why? I'm saying, so does it work or not? So the Gemara in the Dharma says that a Siddur is really Kenyan Amanas Lachnas. It's just, I'm giving it to you. With das, that you should go ahead and give it back to me. And even if you don't speak it out, stop Kenyan Siddur, it's just a Kenyan Amanas Lachnas. So I'm giving you the Kenyan Siddur. You're being kind. So you'd be Makna, whatever item, let's say your jacket or whatever, you'd be Makna. And afterwards, you have to give the Siddur back to the original owner, and therefore you're not able to keep it. One to more halachas, and one to another topic. Huh? Pen's chashvan, yeah. Pen, Shimba, saying, it's bad, it's more chashvan, but...
Do you have to give it back right away? Like, let's say you're kind of someone's dom, you know, not so long, so then you just give it back.
When does it have to be mamish right away, or no? I'm saying, well, you want to borrow and use it a little bit? I don't know if you write the shemesh for it. In other words, if it's something like, he can't, you know, it's, he's not giving me the shemesh away, just giving me to Kinyan Amnas Nakdos. I don't think you have a right to go ahead and use it. Yeah, this happened once that somebody was buying furniture baggage. So they wanted to make sure that, furniture pack is always like nasty business, like upon them. So you want to make sure, like sometimes the guy says he's going to take it and he backs out. So the guy said, I want to give you money. He said, but you're leaving in a month. I'm not giving you money now. I'm not giving you $5,000 now. When I move into the apartment, I'll give you $5,000. Fine, okay. So we'll just make a Kenyan. So what they do is they did a Kenyan Siddur. He gave him the Siddur. He's marking them all the furniture, and they made up, paying $5,000 later. No backsies, no taxis, and we're good, and we're good to go. A mice, afterwards, the guy decided to back out, to move on, like it happens with a lot of these things. And so the guy said, what do you mean, you made a Kenyan Siddur already? You kind of all the furniture, right? Right, who gives who the Siddur? So you have a clue who does it? One is being koina, the furniture, gives it to the mechir, right? He gives it to the seder, and said it should work. So the ma'aseh of the halacha is like this. The halacha is that there's something called kolsa kinyanai. Are you familiar with that? That if you make a kinyan, and it's not around, it doesn't exist, b'shas, the kinyanai is chal, it's called kolsa kinyanai, and it's not chal. So you make a kinyan lachalamid, and I give you the seder, and then you give it back to me. So being that b'shas, when the kinyan was v'cham 3 days from now, the mice kinyan is not here anymore, and everything doesn't exist anymore. That's called kolsa kinyanai, and being that's called kolsa kinyanai, therefore it's not going to be v'cham.
It's not yet there.
It's not what? If I'm going to write now the furniture, so I give you the kinyan siddur, I own everything, I owe you $5,000. If I'm going in 30 days from now, so we do the kinyan siddur, so it's not going to chal right now because you're still there, it's still yours. Elamai, when it's chal in 30 days from now, so then it should be chal, but being that the kinyan doesn't exist anymore, you gave it back already, then the Gemara says it doesn't work, and that's how we paskin Shulchan Aruch, and it'll be kolsa kinyanai in the ma'aseh.
Does it being chal right now?
Right now, it'll be chal, but yeah, that's very negiah. Chassan, a lot of times they do a kinyan asa, like suba, so you want it to be the right date. So sometimes you make up the chassan date, they say an hour before shkia, it's starting to get late. But the pictures took too long, I'm sorry, you're not showing up. So the cookie do is they make a kinyan siddur, a schaivis on the ksuba, because the ksuba already is written for, let's say, yud kas tamas. Now, if after shkia, it's going to be yud kas tamas. So you get into the problem of ashtar muktam. So they do is they make a kinyan siddur, they make a schaivis on the ksuba, and therefore, even though you didn't have actual marriage, but if you mischaiv yourself on the ksuba, and therefore they hurry up and do it. Just one last thing, we write in the shtar that if they make a shtar that there was a kinyan siddur, they write that in the ksuba says it, we did a kinyan siddur with a kli which is kosher le mikneh bei. You have to write that it was kosher, you write in the ksuba that it was with a kli which is kosher to be koina with it. So there's a shtar, is that mamish ma'akev? Which means that's the one to say it's mamish ma'akev. You won't put it in the ksuba, then mamish ma'akev in the kinyan siddur, and shenkein, the other chodim say it's just like a loshen ba'alma, it's not going to matter. So we have a bit something called Kinyan Siddur. Kinyan Siddur is that the Koina goes ahead, gives a Siddur to the Makna, and that's how he's Koina the Chifetz. Where's it going to go? We said if you're going to the Kaisel, so you can get anyone of the Makna your shirt. So the Koina, the person who's Koina the shirt, gives his Siddur to the person who is giving him his shirt, and that's how he's going to be Koina. That's how he's going to Koina his kind of shirt. We also do a Chiz Chametz, we do a Chasnas. We also do by just popped them in as well. Even again, sometimes it happens in by people want to have, I guess it's a little bit complicated. People do a halva beribis by mistake and they didn't do it in a proper oifen. And they want to like redo the deal with Heter Iska. So the money is already by the person, so they want to wire the money back and forth. They do also, they do a kinyan siddur. Kinyan siddur has done with the kli, a beged, you can't use food. Has to be something that has to have a chashiva. So you said disposable maybe is no good. A karato, that's something that's going to be good. When you give the kli afterwards, you have to make sure that you hand it to the person. The Sadek Rishon is like, oh, it. If not, three etzvos, the mice would work. The kinyan still only works if it's still around the Shas HaKinyan. If you do a lachas zman, then the mice won't work.